Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Slash Film Daily. Today is Monday, September 2nd, 2024. On today's episode of the show, I'm going to talk a little about Guillem Morales' new movie, The Wasp, and present an interview with that film's stars, Naomi Harris and Natalie Dormer. My name is Ben Pearson. I'm an editor at slashfilm.com, and it's just me today. I want to wish everyone a happy Labor Day. I hope you're having a safe and relaxing day wherever you are. Full disclosure, I'm recording this absurdly early because Jeremy Mathai, who conducted this interview, had the opportunity to speak to the stars of this film during the Tribeca Film Festival, which took place way back in early June, and we wanted to hold their conversation until the movie actually got a proper release, which it did this past Friday. It is in theaters right now. I love a good psychological thriller, and The Wasp is unlike anything else that I've seen this year. It is based on a stage play by Morgan Lloyd Malcolm, and Naomi Harris plays Heather, a woman who discovers her piece of trash husband is cheating on her, and then she decides to reach out to an ex-friend that she hasn't talked to since childhood named Carla, played by Natalie Dormer. You can see this in the trailer, which I'll link to in the show notes, but when Heather and Carla were kids, Heather witnessed Carla kill a bird in the woods, and so all these years later, she meets up with Carla, and she tries to hire her to kill her husband. And at first, Carla is not interested, but she's pregnant and her family is already struggling financially, so eventually she reluctantly agrees to take Heather up on this offer, and the two of them try to figure out a viable scheme for this murder that they're plotting. That's when the story takes a fascinating turn, which I will not reveal here, but this film has a lot on its mind. Class and trauma and revenge and all of these themes are swirling around in the movie, and it features two excellent performances from the lead actresses. Personally, I think I'm still partial to Naomi's work in the underseen Apple original movie Swan Song, which I highly recommend, and I love Natalie's work as Marjorie Tyrell on Game of Thrones, but as you'll hear, Jeremy thinks that these are career-best performances from both of them, and the case could certainly be made. In any case, with all of that said, here is Jeremy's spoiler-free discussion with Naomi Harris and Natalie Dormer.
Hi, Jeremy.
Natalie, Naomi, thank you so much for taking the time to do this with me today.
Our pleasure.
First of all, congratulations on the movie. I walked into this movie knowing absolutely nothing about it except for the premise and obviously the cast. So, you know, and it turned out to be one of the biggest surprises for me at the Tribeca Film Festival last week. So congratulations again.
Awesome. Thank you.
So I'm going to start off with kind of a broad question here, but what was it that drew both of you to this script in particular? Was it the tone? Was it the chance to play such dark, complicated characters in the first place? Or was it just the fact that, you know, I don't know, the movie's just so, you know, it's just such a UK movie, you know? There's no wrong answers here.
I know that, speaking for my dear colleague, who I've just been listening to for the last hour, I know that it really spoke to her regards her experiences of bullying when she was a child, which I'll let her elaborate on. I was bullied too as a child. I think for me, it was the wider theme of just of childhood trauma, and the choice you get to make as a human being going forward in your life, what you do with that trauma, that I found fascinating. I knew the writer Morgan Lloyd Malcolm before I took this job. I knew her as a play that she, you know, she'd written this play. I was friends with her, and I knew that she was trying to make it as a movie. And so it was a combination of being impressed by the theme and themes. I mean, there's so many there. And I know, and my friendship with Morgan and knowing what she was trying to do, she was looking to examine women at their most extreme, you know, what we're capable of. And there's no necessarily no goodies, no baddies. It's hopefully if we do our job right, you swing between sympathy with the two characters. And just to have that level of depth in two women, just two women on screen, getting to explore that multi-layer, multi-dimensional facet. Scripts like that don't come along very often. So for me, and the opportunity to work with Naomi was a big draw.
Honestly, whenever I interview actors, I always try to stay away from saying that, oh, this movie happens to be your best performance ever, just because sometimes that can come across as a little less than genuine. But in this case, I'm going to make an exception. So would you agree with that? I'll put it this way. I feel like The Wasp makes use of your particular strength as an actor in clever, intuitive ways that I haven't seen before. So would you agree with that? And how does this performance and how does this character specifically compare to others that you've played before in your career?
Are you talking to me or Naomi? Or are you saying that...
Both of you, honestly, but I'll, since Natalie answered the first question, Naomi, I'll give you the floor to this one.
It's a really hard question. Like, that really puts me in such a difficult position, because I think, you know, you try your best with every role, right? And I think in order to do justice to any role you play, on some level you have to fall in love with that character. Right. So you asking me that question is like asking me which one of my children I love most, right? It's an impossible question. I think you just do your best and you move on to something else that you fall in love with. I think what I will say is that Heather connected with me on a very deep level because of the bullying that she suffered and the lasting legacy that left on her, because I really understand that trauma and on a really visceral level, and I was able to tap into some of my own childhood trauma from being bullying and use that. So maybe the truth of that connects with the audience in a different way potentially.
And a similar answer for you, Natalie, or?
I mean, I just, Carla was a joy for me because I haven't really had an opportunity to step so far away from myself, maybe is more for me in my experience. Ordinarily in another lifetime, maybe people would think that my natural casting is more Heather. So when I was offered Carla, I was like, hell yeah, this is an opportunity to flex some different muscles and really challenge myself in a way that I haven't been able to before. So, and just the nature of a two-hander is exciting. It's intense, but it's exciting. And I was a fan of Guillermo Morales as well, Lo Ojo de Julia. I was very impressed with that movie, and he's a brilliant technician, he's a brilliant director, who manages to do this thing that only the Europeans can do of balancing great drama on a sort of art house level, but in a, you know, hidden within a genre film and an entertaining film. So it was a really very special experience.
Now, everyone talks about chemistry between actors in terms of romance or friendship or anything like that. But I think that also applies to when you have two characters on the other end of the spectrum who are intended, kind of, they hate each other's guts a little bit. And I feel like that's one thing that this movie does really, really well. And So from your perspective, what was the casting process like for you? Were there chemistry reads between both of you before you officially signed on? Rehearsals, Zoom calls to kind of figure out exactly what your dynamic would be like?
I mean, they're friends first, you know. I think that's the thing. They were friends before they were enemies. So it was capturing that dynamic, wasn't it, Naomi?
Yeah, but there were no sort of chemistry calls or calls to assess. We were both just offered the role and independently thought, great, I really want to get my teeth into this. But we did have the luxury of 1 week of rehearsal, which in film is really rare. And so that gave us an opportunity to really play off each other. And we also knew each other socially. And I always say, like, the base level minimum that you need from an actor that you're going to work with is just that they're a good, kind person, right? Generous spirited, because that is what makes the difference in terms of having someone to play. You need a good playing partner, basically, because you're effectively playing tennis, you're batting stuff, and you want someone who's going to bat back, with you. And I knew Natalie socially and thought she was, a good, kind, generous spirited human being, and that it would be great to work with. I also knew that she's a phenomenal actress, and so I thought I had no doubts whatsoever. And she really does deliver, like,
Yeah, I mean, we were real partners in crime on this. It's like I said before, I knew Naomi was circling it when they came to me. So, I mean, 100% with this kind of job, you're like, who's the other person? I mean, it would make or break you taking the role. And I'm just so glad that we did, because we went on this incredible adventure together. And I'm very grateful to Naomi for the experience.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeMess Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When I was watching this movie for the first time, I actually didn't even realize the scenes between your characters amount to pretty much three scenes in total for the most part. There's an initial meetup between Heather and Clara at the cafe, then at Heather's house in the middle of the film, and then obviously the final act. So there's sort of an inherent, I want to say, staginess to this movie, and obviously it is based on a stage play, and both of you have experience in theater before. So was that like another draw for both of you to joining this project in the first place?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't always translate, does it? A play doesn't always translate well as a movie. They're different mediums, and they're different mediums for a reason. But I think it's testament to Morgan, like, reviewing the script, which she did, and writing the screenplay, and testament to Guillaume as a director. But, like you said, that first, it's so much fun, that first act, like when we're walking and talking, like totally West Winging it, it's like we had a lot of fun shooting that, and it's a beautiful contrast to obviously where the contained, more pressure cooker scenario that we end up in Heather's house. It's a lot of fun.
Although it's never, sort of explicitly called attention to in the movie, there's also kind of an unmistakable racial dynamic between both of your characters too. The movie's about all sorts of things. There's class, affluence, just privilege, and all sorts of other fascinating societal questions. But did that aspect of it stick out to both of you as well?
Maybe that's you.
Yeah, I did not see the racial element. What? How do you think that played out? That's interesting. I mean, the gift of these films, right, is that, and of this film in particular, is that it's so layered, it's so complex that everybody picks out something different. I think what stood out was the socioeconomic differences, but I didn't see the race element play out. But yeah, I'm interested how you saw that.
Just in terms of just a lot of people maybe would approach this movie thinking, you know, maybe Heather and Clara's roles would have been switched or in that sort of, you know, different aspect. But, and especially
oh,
even
I see.
With...
Right, in that respect. Sure. Okay, yeah. I never crossed my mind, you know, because the role I connected with was Heather. And that was what was offered to me. So, yeah, I didn't think of it in those terms.
When you're looking at, you know, you're reading through the script and your conversations with Guillaume before, did you have any suggestions for your characters that maybe you offered that wasn't necessarily in the script that you kind of brought, that you brought that element yourselves?
I think Morgan was very open to us both giving notes, and I think we both did give notes. So, you know, that's just beautiful when you have a writer and a director. But I mean, in truth, I think I had one or two and they were catered to, but for the most part, like, I was content. Was it the same with you, Naomi?
It was such a beautifully and tightly written script mm-hmm. that there really wasn't much at all to be changed. I mean, in rehearsals, maybe there was the odd word that didn't fit in our mouths, right? And, you know, Guillaume and Morgan were super open to us changing things like that. But really what you see is what Morgan wrote.
For me, when I was watching this movie, you know, I was thinking back to movies in recent years too. I don't know if you've seen Thoroughbreds, that Corey Finley movie with Anya Taylor-Joy and Olivia Cooke, or even something like Gone Girl too. Like, these sorts of movies leapt out to me when I was watching this. Were there any other influences that all of you talked together about, discussed, that went into this, other than the fact that this is based on a stage play? Of course, but, you know, any of your discussions with Guillaume or the writer as well?
Morgan, I'll take this insofar as I knew Morgan before this job in a way that Naomi didn't. I knew that Morgan had written the play of The Wasp, right, partially in response to thinking that there was a lack of drama that had been written before that really explored violence between women, that explored, you know, this sense of betrayal in the intensity of a two-hander. She'll tell the story herself eloquently that she wrote the play in like 2 weekends, right, in just 2 weekends when she had a young child and she was going through sort of sleep deprivation and postnatal depression and, you know, had a lot of churning emotion happening inside of her. And she talks very eloquently about how this play was sort of born out of feeling that no one else had written this kind of thing before for two actresses. And at core, she wanted to create two really great jobs for two women, which is what she did. So, you know, I think there isn't much like it. I mean, it's a great psychological thriller, and there's other references you gave are great psychological thrillers, but in the dynamic of exploring a very close friendship that has gone, young friendship that's gone sour, and the ramifications of that, I don't think there's much out there in the world, you know?
I hope you all enjoyed that. I am going to link to our full review of The Wasp, which was written by Michael Boyle back during the Tribeca Film Festival. I'm going to link to that in the show notes so you can check that out if you're interested. We should be back tomorrow with a regularly scheduled episode, but in the meantime, check out what we have cooking over at slashfilm.com. Slash Film Daily is typically published every weekday, bringing you the most exciting news from the world of movies and TV, as well as deeper dives into the great features you can find on the site. You can subscribe to the show on Apple, Overcast, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Send your feedback, questions, comments, concerns, and mailbag topics to us at bpearson@slashfilm.com. Make sure to leave your name and general geographic location in case we mention your email on the air. Don't forget to take a minute to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. That really does help us out a lot. Tell your friends about the show any way you can. Thank you so much for listening, and we will talk to you probably tomorrow.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over 1 million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.